I wonder, though, about AC. We've surveyed breast cancer survivors, and they actually have a great deal of concern about the small but definite risk of cardiac toxicity with the anthracyclines.
Well, I think another very important study that CLGB is doing is the node negative intergroup trial that's going on right now, where patients who are node negative or really low risk node positives are being randomly assigned to AC or paclitaxel. And if that study turns out to be equivalent, then I believe many of us may switch to paclitaxel alone. And that's because especially the cardiac risk in the long run. We don't discount the alopecia, but I have to say with dose dense therapy now, it's over so fast, their hair is growing back faster than in the old days. You know, when we gave 6 months of CMF, their hair is already growing back now with dose-dense AC. But I'm very concerned about this very good prognostic group and the doxorubicin and having a much higher rate of heart failure way down the road. Now, people have been looking very hard for heart failure in doxorubicin-treated patients, recalling that we didn't really use doxorubicin much at all until the late 80s in node-positive patients and the mid-90s in node-negative. So we're just beginning to get to 10 years of follow-up, 15 years of follow-up, and I think that's about where we might expect to see an increased risk of congestive heart failure down the road. Obviously, this concern also gets raised regarding the recent trastuzumab results. Our enthusiasm over applying trastuzumab so quickly, which I'm very much in favor of, has to be tempered a bit by concern about long-term toxicities with trastuzumab that we just don't know yet.